Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and we got our outstanding show planned for you today. We're going to be talking about love, y'all. Yeah, that love thing. You know, is it an emotion or is it a choice? That's what we're going to be talking about today. So I'm looking forward to hearing some great comments on this because, this is a deep one. This is a deep one. Yes, we relationship in the day, y'all. We relationship in the day. So I hope y'all ready. All right. Now, if you want to be a part of the show today, no problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or join me in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. All right. And those are all the ways you can participate on the show. And I'm looking forward to hearing from each and every one of you. All right. So with all that being said, you know, it's another one of those days where it's cold outside, but I feel warmth on the inside, I'm telling you. You ever feel like sometimes you just need to hear a certain voice that brighten up your day? Yeah, I know some of y'all don't know about that, but sometimes that's what you need, you know? It's not all about the talking and all that. It's just to hear the voice and you be like, okay, I can go on for another day. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, you know, that's neither here nor there. That's money. That's the way I think. But love. Now, it's interesting about love because I asked this question to a couple of people, and everybody have a different answer to this. So I'm real curious as to what the panel is going to come up with, and those in the chat room as well, because, you know, the chat room be having some off-the-chain conversations as well. You know, I see East Coast in there already, and guest 1606, welcome to the show. Oh, man, I'm telling you. So, anyway, you know, that's enough on what I got to say. You know what I mean? Yeah, y'all, I'm always pumped. I'll tell you, I'm always pumped. All right, so without further ado, it's time to bring this lady in. And, hey, what more can I say about her? Huh? She's intelligent, she's beautiful, and she ain't scared of nobody. And that's what I'm talking about. Let me bring my co-host in, Sister Ngoni. Oh. Hey, co-host, what's going on?
Hey, Eric, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and you definitely sound like a man in love.
Ah, okay. All righty then. Oh, yes. So what's going on with you today?
Oh, I've been just ripping and running around with my mom all over town, having a good time with the sun shining here in Florida.
Oh, just rub it in, why don't you?
Oh,
is it cold or just?
Oh no,
nice
it's hot.
Oh really?
It's hot. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that ain't fun. I see. That's a shame. It's 30-something degrees here. See what I'm saying? That's not fair.
Now, where is the love? You're supposed to be happy for me.
No, I am happy for you. I just wish it was something coming this way.
Where is the love?
Oh, look at you now. Hey, she's showing another facet, y'all. She's singing now. That I'm talking about. Boy, I tell you, we just bring out all kind of talent here on Let's Talk. Oh, Lord. We're gonna get you signed up. You're going to have to get you signed up. Let you do one whole show of solos.
I think I better keep my day job.
No, you think you better keep your day job? Okay. All right. Refining Design says 11 degrees in Indiana. See, that's why I can't live up in them places. Just think what it is in Minnesota. Oh, that's too cold for me. I don't even want to think about that. Oh, I have to go and get my blanket just thinking about that. East Coast says snowing down south. You know what? When was the last time you heard of snowing in the South? Not just in the deep South. You know, boy, I'm telling you, something going on with this weather. Y'all don't think Harp is real, but I don't know. You know, because it's coming kind of regular. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be Harp, but it's also, you know, weather patterns that are hundreds of years long. So, you know, somebody in a normal lifespan would never experience that. So we just may be living in a, you know, at a peak of a cycle. It could be.
Well, that cycle needs to hurry up and go away.
According to what the scientists are saying, it's here for a while because the sun is very quiet, very unusually quiet now.
Mm. All righty then. Well, you know what? They need to go on and get a tampon and plug that up then, because this cold air has got to go. It's got to go. I'm a heat man. That's all I'm going to say. I don't believe I said that then. Huh?
It's a good thing you're in Texas, because in a little bit it'll heat up there, and then you'll be complaining and whining about how hot it is.
I never complain about how hot it is. I'm never complaining about that. Really? Because you can always take your clothes off. See?
I'm going to remember this day. Y'all remember that. He never complains about heat. Let's wait till about July, August, and see what he says.
Anybody who knows me know I do not complain about heat. I can complain about the cold, though. And then you mix that with a little rain. Oh, I'm not happy at all. I'm not even going front. I'm not even happy then. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. All right. Well, enough about me and my little... In, you know, my little issues. It's about that time, y'all, for some music, you know. And I think we got some good stuff for you today. So we ain't going to talk any much longer. We're going to go on and get this music out of the way. Then we're going to come back and hear our quote of the day. Then we're going to go straight into our show. So without further ado, y'all, here it is, your Tuesday Music Mix. Heartbreak for me. No!
a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
Do you remember?
All right, y'all, that was your Tuesday music mix. I'm telling you, now that was smooth. I like that. It had a little upbeat to it, then it had a little smoothness to it, and it just got you to moving a little bit. That's what I'm talking about. We had a little, what's her name, Aretha Franklin, and then we had a little Barbie McFerrin. Don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy. Then, of course, we had the elements of the universe, earth, wind, and fire. Hey, you can't, what, I can't say no more about that. And then, of course, you know, you had Miss Jill Scott. Oh. So that was your Tuesday music mix. Ah, hey, I'm telling you, that just got me a little bit hyped, hyper. My energy level has grown a little bit higher. Okay, let me quit tripping. All right. All right, y'all, we're back. That was your Tuesday music mix. I'm telling you, I don't know what's wrong with me, and I just got the energy in me today. I feel like doing a little singing too. Hey, you know what? Me and Sister Ngoni going to make an album. We're going to put it out on BTR. You know, y'all going to support us now, okay? They're going to support us.
Now, that's funny.
Oh, that's funny. yeah, okay. Well, you know, we can have Antoinette singing background. Yeah, and look, and we'll have Galactic Scientist. He'll be the front man to get them all hyped
all right.
up. Wow. See, I done put it all together already, I'm telling you. That's great. All right, y'all. I done goofed off enough. It's time for the quote of the day, and I know my co-host has a doozy for you today because, you know what, that's how she roll. So without further ado, y'all, here it is, the quote of the day.
Love is like a friendship caught on fire. In the beginning, a flame, very pretty, often hot and fierce, but still only light and flickering. As love grows older, our hearts mature, and our love becomes as coals, deep burning and unquenchable. That quote is by Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee? Oh,
yes.
my, not Bruce Lee. I liked it, Bruce Lee, especially when he beat up Chuck Norris. But anyway, oh, man, let's say that one more time. Love is like a friendship caught on fire. In the beginning, a flame, very pretty, often hot and fierce, but still only light and flickering. As love grows older, our hearts mature, and our love becomes as coals, deep burning and unquenchable. Good Lord! You know what? That's some good, boy. I'll tell you, that's some good loving right there.
Think we can chew on that a little bit, Eric?
Huh?
You think we can chew on that one a little bit?
Oh, yeah, we definitely could chew on that because I was about to ask. I'm saying, now, when you really think about that, you know, do we ever find that type of so-called love? Does it even exist? I mean, it sounds good on paper, but does it really exist, you know, among the humans, you know, male-female type? Had to get out there. But does it really exist, you know? I mean, especially becomes as cold, deep burning, unquenchable. You know, is that really achievable, you know? And if it is, what is it? Is it an emotion or is it a choice? Now, just some of the questions. Well, go ahead. I'll let you chomp on it a little bit, and then I'll come back and chomp on it a little bit. All right, y'all, the phone lines are open, so give us a call, 347-838-8622. Chat room is open already also, so you can join us there at blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. All right, so Sister Ngoni, what's your thoughts on that? Let's chew the bit a little bit. Put the rubber to the road.
Eric, you know I have expressed my philosophy on the topic before. I think it's, yes, it exists, but it's something that's inside each of us. And if we choose to share it with someone else that has the same flame inside of them, then it's unquenchable, then it catches on fire and all the things that the quote said. So my answer to you is yes, I think it does exist.
Hmm. But okay,
I don't think it exists as something that you have to go around looking for outside of yourself. Of course, you know, you experience a stimulation from outside of yourself, but that doesn't mean that it's not already in you. We are love. We go around looking for love, but we are love. When we choose it, when we choose to express it. So that goes along with your topic title. Is it an emotion or is it a choice? Both.
Right.
And it's also the unified field, in my view.
All right. So you say it's both. Is it both an emotion and a choice?
I think so.
And
more, I said.
And more?
Yes.
And more than just that? Please explain. How
yeah,
is it
more
both?
Than a
Why, I mean, usually most people think it's one or the other. What you say is both. How?
I'm not most.
I know that, but I know that. So that's why I'm asking you to go ahead and elaborate a little bit on why you say it's both and then more.
Well, because I think, you know, it's something that already exists inside of us. It's something. It's what we are, but we choose to express it or not.
Okay.
So it's something you feel, if you are aware that it's part of you and it exists within you, it's something that you choose to express if you're aware of it. And if you're aware of it, you also understand that it's part of the unified field.
But what about those individuals that have this little saying, you know, a lot of saying, well, I don't love them now, but I can learn to love them. So, I mean, isn't that taking all the emotion out of it and just making it a choice?
I can't speak on that, Eric. You have to ask somebody who thinks like that question. I'm sorry.
Quit running from that. Quit running, God dog it. Lord have mercy. You better stop running. Okay. All right. Well, you know, I think individuals who think like that, I think, you know, it's not emotional. You know, I think it's a choice, and people choose to love who they want to love. You know, is it emotional? Yeah. I think, once you decide the person that you're going to love, then it becomes emotional, you know, after a time. But initially, I don't think it's an emotion. I think it's more of a choice. I mean, that's all. That's my thinking on it, you know.
I respect that.
You know, because, you know, a lot of people, huh? Go ahead, you're breaking up.
Oh, I mean, you know, it, different strokes, different folks. I'm trying to what you're saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because to me, describing your view, it sounds like the beginning was some kind of obligation or something.
Well, some people look at it as an obligation. And that's why it's a choice for a lot of people, and they really look at it as an obligation. You know, there's no emotion involved in it.
Say that again.
I said, for some individuals, it is a obligation. They feel that it is an obligation. You know, they feel as though, you know, there's no emotional attachment to it. You know, they just choose to say, okay, I'm in love with this person, and you know, that's it.
And no feelings?
No feelings.
No emotions at all. They just, in their head, say, oh, I choose to love this person. That's it.
That's what a lot of them will tell you. Yeah. Yeah, that's what a lot of people tell you. I mean, I just may be walking in mud by myself right now, but that's the way I feel. MIC says that's not true. Okay. Well, you know what, MIC? Come on the line and talk to us then, since you don't think it's true. Whoever you are.
It might be true for someone, right? It said it might be true for someone.
Yeah.
You know, but I can't understand it. It's kind of like, I don't know. It doesn't feel right to me. But then some people don't, you know, have emotions. They don't roll like that. So everyone's different.
So what you're basically saying is like being emotionally detached. You know, that's when it just becomes a choice and not emotion.
No, I'm not saying that. You're the one talking about not having any emotion.
Okay.
I'm not saying that.
But I'm saying, so, you do not think that is a possible situation that someone could do it and not have, you know, not have any emotional ties to it at all. You know,
no,
just...
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all, Eric. I'm only expressing my understanding, my view of love. I'm not trying to tell what love is for anybody else because there's no way for me to know. There are over 8 billion people on the planet.
Okay. Now, I see what you're saying, and I want you to come out of that realm that you're in. I want you to go to a whole nother realm.
But, I know you do, but you're going to have to keep
See, you keep running from it. Yeah, I see. You keep running from it. But it's all right. I see somebody else got their hand up, so let's bring them in and see what we got going on. Oh, Lord, how much. Good afternoon, 111. Welcome to the show. Can I get your name and what you're doing?
Yeah, you already seen my comment in the chat room. What's up?
Well, hello, What's Michael. Up? How are you?
Fine. How you doing, Ms. Nagoni?
Greetings, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was listening to you, Ms. Nagoni. You make very good, interesting points.
Well, that's interesting. Tell us more about why you think I make interesting points.
Well, Mr. Talk is saying he's a robot. I don't think if you're coming to that conclusion, but when I hear you, I think he's thinking people robot. He's thinking people can be non-emotional.
I don't think he thinks that, Michael. I think he was trying to get me to and I didn't say that.
Exactly. Well, I don't know. We have to question that. Mr. Tuck, what do you mean that someone can choose to do something with no emotion? I don't understand that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, y'all talk like it's an impossible task, but it's individuals out there that actually are emotionally detached, and you know, they will
That's
choose to love to someone, but they're not. Who are you going to call me a lie? Anyway,
no,
they choose
I never
to love.
Said, no, I never called you a lie. I never said that. I said factually, if I would sit down and talk to that person, I would let them know factually that's not true, and I can replicate it in my life, in their life. We can just have a 5-minute dialogue and talk factually.
Okay, and then what?
Well, they'll see. I mean, I don't know where they got that concept from. Someone must have told them that. But in actuality, that human being, they're not a robot. They're going to have emotions.
Well, I mean, let's look at it this way. Maybe something has happened in their past to where, you know, they just no longer on the emotional tip.
What do
you know,
mean
you don't believe,
by that? Describe
you,
that.
When I say emotional, I mean with putting all that what they have into the basket, into this love thing. You know, it's no longer emotional for them. See what I'm saying? It's more about just okay. Like I said, use the example. Those individuals that say, "Well, I can learn to love." You know, they say, "Well, I can learn to love." You understand? So if that's the case, then. Huh? Go ahead.
Learn to love. But see, Mr. Goni, see, this is how life is. We want order, but then it's chaos. So it's a balance, right? But Ms. Nagoni was speaking something that we all have it in us, factually. I can get to learn to love a certain, a child gets to learn to love a certain toy. Won't put that toy down, showing that toy is special care. Right? We all have it in us to love. Now, what she says, everyone does factually. I know. I can look at the world. Everyone doesn't show each other love.
All right.
But
see,
when you're talking about
thing.
Relationships-wise,
okay.
I just want to say this. I just want to clear something up. When you say when people don't get emotionally involved in loving someone, let's talk about a man and relationship, men and women.
That's
Are
what I'm
you
talking
saying
about.
That a man is not oh, – okay, men and women, okay. He's not going to be attached to her. He doesn't want to fall in love. He just wants to hit and miss. He doesn't want to get caught up in that no more because he's going on his past experiences from the past, and he says he doesn't want to be emotionally attached to somebody. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that is exactly what I am saying.
And I'm letting you know that man who says that he doesn't get emotionally involved,
that is a lie. I'm just not talking about men. I'm talking about women also now. Let's keep it on both sides of the aisle. Say what?
And I'm letting you know they're liars. They're delusional.
No, no, why are they liars? You know, that's a part of it. Now, see, listen. See,
okay.
Sister Ngoni was talking about, you know, that we all have love in us. That's a different type of love. You know, when we get into relationships and start speaking of loving the other person that we're with, it is possible not to have any emotions and you know, learn to love someone. It's done all the time. I don't know why you keep saying it's an illusion, because it's actual, in your words, fact.
Okay. No, it's not. Can you let me prove myself?
Go ahead.
I can prove you wrong, factually. I mean, Ms. Ngoni's sitting back. I'm laughing. I mean, this is fun. You're trying to tell me that someone is not going to be emotionally attached. That is a lie. When you talk about emotions, what is emotions? Now, you say a man or a woman cannot get emotionally attached to another person. Now, we have to define what are the emotions that we all have.
So let me rephrase what you're saying. Basically, what you're saying is, all right, basically, emotion, you know, I don't even know how to reframe what you say. Basically, what you're saying is everybody has emotion, so that makes it impossible for them to love someone without being emotional. Basically, that's what you're saying.
No. I'm not even talking about love. I'm talking about when every time someone deals with somebody, they're going to have an emotional attachment to them. Factually.
How you figure that?
Because, okay, now watch this. I guarantee you, everything you do, the emotion comes before it. So once again, when you say emotion, what do you mean? Because we have to, once we define what emotion is, you'll prove my point.
Because okay.
You say people don't have to get emotionally attached, so I said,
what is
emotion then? Okay, so what is emotion then?
What is emotion? Okay, you know what? I have my own. I have my own definition, but I'm going to look that up for you real fast. I'm gonna give you the book definition.
You can't give me your own definition. Well, okay.
See, there you go. Because I knew you was gonna say that. That's all right. That's
no,
all right.
No. I'm quiet, Mr. Talk.
No, don't be quiet. Come on, Michael. Don't run from Mr.
No,
Talk.
No. Let's get get your information. I'm gonna be quiet
Quiet. Because, you know, emotions is something a lot of people say it depends on the individual, what that emotion, what you consider emotions. Now, the majority of people say emotions are feelings that you have toward a certain individual or a certain action or thing. However, with that being said, then no, I still say it's not possible. I mean, it's possible that someone can say they love somebody without being emotional.
Hold up.
All right. We ain't going back to them days. Tell me to hold up. Hold on. Let me bring Vernon in. See what Vernon has to add to it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Brother Vernon, what's going on?
What's going on, ladies, gentlemen? Everybody doing all right today?
Oh, yeah. Everybody doing wonderful. But what's going on, man? What you got to add?
I think what you're talking about kind of is a person that is in the ballpark of being a sociopath.
A sociopath?
I know Michael know what a sociopath is. I know he understand that fully. Sociopaths can be just what you're talking about right now.
I'm just
throwing it out there.
Ronan, why would I know what a sociopath means? I'm just quiet.
I just know what your knowledge and everything. I know that you're probably familiar with what that
right.
term means. Yeah, right.
Right, and I'm going to let you know what it means. Past is social, means mean connection, and past means sick. So they're sick in their ways when they deal with other people. They sick in the head. That's what a social path is.
Isn't that a whole different part of the, somewhere we're not even trying to go with here. Well, I mean, Bernie said, you know, I'm talking like it's a sociopath, but I don't think so. I think normal people can actually do this thing. I really do. If you call emotionally detached,
it is impossible.
It is not impossible, Michael. Nothing is impossible.
Listen, I have to do this. Now, Tag, I can't do it because I would use your own words to crush you, but I can't go on that round. But I'm going to let you know, when we talk about emotions, don't say give your definition. Give the factual definition that all of us in this world can see and agree upon. The definition of an emotion is not ambiguous. It's not an opinion. It's just a fact that we all can replicate
it,
and see
it
ourselves on this phone.
Is it a fact? I don't think so. Is anything in this world a fact? Now, as far as emotions,
yes.
You know, you think so?
Yes,
okay.
Mr. Talk.
I don't think so, Michael. Because I
not robots, Mr. Talk. That's what makes that is what makes us human.
Really?
Yes.
And see, you said it right there. That what makes us
human.
We're
not robots.
And that includes the ability not to be emotional. You just said it. That what makes us human.
Listen, let me correct you. What makes us human is that we all have emotions, sir. That's what I meant.
Okay, so
and
if we all have emotions, then is it possible for us to put the emotions aside and not have emotions?
Never.
You're
there's
wrong.
Nothing that you can do in this world.
I don't think you're
I
right.
I guarantee you. Well, I can. Okay. Well, this.
Thank you. Hold on. Let me bring two other people.
Aaron.
Yes.
Aaron.
Yes.
I have to agree with Mr. Vernon. Someone who has no emotions, no empathy for others, is what's called a narcissist or a sociopath, like he said. And we have a quote in a question in the chat room. Somebody wants you to define what you mean by emotion.
That was Michael. Okay. Well, let me bring these other two people in, and I get the I just gave what my definition was, but I get the book definition and let you know what it is. But hold on, let me bring up. We got 2 313s in the house today. Last four in 1957. And 8635, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Mr. Talk. Les Jackson getting with you on this thing. Emotions.
Uh-huh.
A strong feeling such as joy, sorrow, hate. We're talking about love, right? Emotional.
Right.
Is it emotion or a choice?
Uh-huh.
It's a combination of both. And we have to understand the makeup. Men tend to be taught that we are not to show emotions. We are more of the thinking set, where women are more geared and brought up to be emotional, and they bring this into the relationship, which makes love a beautiful thing. Watch this. Which makes love a beautiful thing if you can combine the two. If you can combine the two and work them out together. Because remember, if love is unconditional in its purest form, because there's many phases of love, there's many types of love. I have a love for a friend that I don't have for my wife. You know, it goes beyond that because I'm willing to tolerate a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But understanding what her makeup is and understanding a man's makeup, and I tell many brothers, I love you, but it's not the same type of thing because we're just geared, and everybody is geared. We learn to just sit back and understand that there is a difference between the two, but they all come together and work together as one. That's what makes a relationship beautiful. That's how we intertwine as men and women. Yes, are there times I get emotional? Yes, there are.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it.
You see, there's times I got feelings. Are there times that I sit back, and most of the time when I'm with my woman, I'm thinking. And I just get honest and get butt boogie real with it. Most of the time I'm thinking about what she's saying to come out with a rational solution because that's what she's looking for.
Hmm.
And so in mm-hmm. understanding what is she looking for and what am I looking for, I respect her and I love her for having those feelings and bringing them into our relationship so that we can love each other and grow deeper and deeper into love. That's all I got to say, brother. I'm up out of here.
Okay, but still may need something.
Well, before you leave, let me ask you this question.
Go ahead, Mr. Talk.
Okay, let me put Mike on hold for a moment because he's talking to somebody. But as I was saying earlier when me and Mike was discussing, do you believe that someone can be say they love someone but yet be unemotional?
Well, you know, no, I don't, because that's not true love. You can't be unemotional. You have to have some type of attraction, some type, and attraction is a feeling, so you have to have some type of feeling, and that's an emotion. So there has to be something that drew you, and what draws most of us to other people is that feeling that we could sit back and invest in this relationship with somebody, if you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If you followed me on that. Now, we can act cold as ice, but that's not love. We, you know, a lot of times we disillusion what love is. Just like we do a lot of things in the world right now, we're calling right wrong and wrong right.
Hmm.
But no, you can't sit back and, I mean, that's just a player. It's just like I sit back and tell her, look, all I'm doing is we dating. We can slow down. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Pick you up the next time I see you. Bye.
Mm.
We can go to dinner.
Okay.
Now, that's just without emotion. Without emotion, but that has nothing to do, because I'm not going to fall in love with that person. I already know that from the get-go. And it's not narcissistic because to be narcissistic means that you are self-centered and you're just focusing upon yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's all for personal gain. So I can't say it's, you know, that's what a narcissistic person is.
Right, right. Hmm.
You know, has nothing to do with love.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing whatsoever.
Okay.
You can't be narcissistic and love somebody. You can be obsessed, and that's when obsession comes in. But anyway, like I said, that's all I wanted to say, man. Had to get in here, man, and holler at your show.
Okay,
and just keep on keeping on, man.
All right, cool. All right, thanks, Les. Appreciate it.
All right,
brother. Oh, my. All right, y'all. Les brought it that time. You know, I guess everybody against me today, but I'm going to keep saying what I'm going to say. Oh. Yeah, that's all. Oh, Lord. So, Michael, you still there? Okay, he's talking to somebody. I don't know what he did. Well, okay. Y'all not going to beat me down on this. I still say it's possible to be unemotional and choose to love someone. Because I'm not feeling that when you first meet somebody, you're in love with them. You know, that's like love at first sight. And I don't think that even exists. I really don't.
Mr. Talk.
You know? Oh, yes.
My daddy told me he fell in love at with my mother, and they were married for 60 years.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. That's interesting. You know, back in the day, you know, that's how individuals did. But, you know, what about now? I still don't say, you know what? Your parents back in the day say that, and some people still say that today. But I don't know if it's love at first sight or it's just, what can I say? It's not, come on, who beat up my ear?
You want to say lust at first sight?
Huh? No, I don't think it's love at first sight.
You want to say lust at first sight?
Lust? Now, lust is different.
Lust at first sight?
Yeah,
Mr. Talk, it could be love or lust, but we have to separate which one it is.
It could be attraction.
I believe in love at first sight, But I also know there's also lust at first sight. And I can't sit back and lie to myself and say that the two don't coexist because
mm-hmm.
they're the counterbalances to each other.
Okay. Okay, what happened? Somebody okay, somebody went in the green room. I don't know why. But anyway, what happened here? All right, anyway. Yeah, you mean the old guy's lust. That's what East Coast say. I don't know if it, you know, lust has a lot to do with it, but what about infatuation? You know, do we a lot of times mistake infatuation for that love on first sight type of thing? You know, I'm just asking a question here. And
could
does
be.
Play,
it's
huh?
possible.
Could be?
It's possible. It could be all those things. It could be attraction. It could be love. It could be lust. It could be a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Depending on, yeah, it could be. I'm not gonna say it couldn't be.
Mm-hmm. So let me. Okay. So in that case, is I guess lust is a part of your emotional being also?
I don't know
yeah.
if it is.
Yeah,
I think it's
a counterbalance, and listen to what I said. It's just the opposite, because remember, the world is based upon opposite principles. The world is not based on an absolute principle. That's why we have this word choice. And so the counterbalance to love is lust, and a lot of us have taken lust, and we've mistaken it for love.
Oh, I think you're
and
mistaken.
And a lot of us have taken love and mistaken it for lust.
I think you're mistaken,
why.
Les. I don't think the counterpart to love is lust. The counterpart to love
No, I didn't say counterpart. I said counterbalance. The counterbalance. Because the whole world is based upon opposites. That's why you got a night and a day. For love, watch this. For love, there is lust. Check out the word lust and look at the word love and look at the characteristics of the two, and you'll find the opposites in both positions.
Okay, what I was trying to respond to you, in my view, lust is not the opposite of love. And hate isn't either. Not having any feeling, neutral, uncaring is the opposite of love. Because when
what is that? That's hate. I mean, let's not sit back and get so blindsided to where we don't want to call spades spades. We can single this thing and make it real simple. See, we have a tendency to make things complicated when it's real simple. Either you love me or you don't. You love me or you hate me.
Mr. Jackson?
There's no in-between. There's no in-between
yes.
walk. You can't straddle the fence.
I'm talking about this other Mr. Jackson.
Okay.
One is talking. Anybody else say anything?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What I was saying was, in my view, with all due respect to yours, lust is not the opposite of love, nor is hate. Uncaring is the opposite of love.
Uncaring. Uncaring. Well, to care is a feeling. So either I feel you or I don't feel you. It has nothing to do with me loving you.
What is your
feelings for everybody that I know? And there's certain people I don't have any feelings for.
Exactly.
And so it's not, see, but like I said, that don't mean I hate them. I might hate your ways, but I can love you and hate your ways. So when I say that, and like I said, I want the listeners to listen to what I said, the counter reaction, the other side, the flip side of the coin, like a heads and tails. Either you love it or you hate it. See, caring is a feeling. We got to understand what a feeling is.
Mm-hmm.
A feeling is caring.
Do you really think you're the only one who understands what a feeling is, Mr. Jackson?
No, I don't think I'm the only one that knows, understands anything. I just think I'm a person with an opinion, just like you have an opinion. See, so I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just throwing an opinion or a suggestion. If it fits for you, you wear it. If it don't, throw it off.
Mm. If you don't, just throw it off.
But I know one thing about love. First, you got to love yourself or you can love anybody else.
Absolutely.
And you
got
to know who you are.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And most people don't know how to love themselves. That's why they can't love anybody else.
I don't know most people.
Well, like I said, I'm just saying most people. And I just throw that out there.
You just throw
that
out there?
I don't have to know everybody, but most people that I know, since you want me to put it in a more specific area.
Mm-hmm. All righty then.
There's a lot of people that I've met that really don't understand loving themselves. Otherwise, we wouldn't sabotage ourselves on all these things that we ought to love. We ought to be able to love waking up in the morning. But it's not a feeling. I love the day because I'm going to try to make it productive. And in a relationship, I'm doing the same thing, trying to make it productive. Let's keep it moving. Let's be the best we can be. Let's build a relationship and be strong and build this kingdom that we can have together while we're down here for this little time that we're in stewardship. But like I say, that's just my opinion. What do I know?
Hey, do I have a lot
now?
Of noise? I'm just checking. I have a lot of noise in here, Eric. Is Eric still there? Angoni, is anybody there?
I'm here, Mr.
Do
Vernon.
I have a lot of noise, background noise?
Just a little bit, but we can hear you well.
Okay. I kind of think I know what Eric's saying, about being loving somebody and not having any showing any emotion, it kind of clicked on me what he was talking about. Yeah, that is possible because it depends on what you consider to be emotion. You're talking about, you know, taking a person out or being affectionate and stuff like that. Some people don't do those things.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's what he's talking about or he was going into another ballpark with it. And, you know, some people don't get all carried away when a person leaves them. You know, they just, okay, if that's what you want to do. And now, my thing is, I think that it's a part of them. If they've been with a person for a certain amount of time, I think if it don't bother them when that person leaves, And they say that they love that person. That is kind of hard for me to believe that nothing that absolutely don't bother them at all.
Mm.
I think it's part of them that they may be like may miss that person, but like Eric said, you know, you can be in love and not just be all emotionally attached, you know, because
so impossible.
Well, okay.
What y'all trying to say, see, and I'm
maybe,
laughing. I'm just listening to
maybe
you.
Maybe I'm in left field.
No,
right.
Vernon.
Hold on.
Vernon.
All right.
You're making
all
it
right,
too
hold
hard.
On. Hold on for a minute.
Hold
on.
You know, I do agree with what the brother said.
Uh-huh.
For the simple fact, I used to tell women in a relationship, I'm cold-hearted because I don't think emotionally. I don't use
that's
emotions.
Wrong. That's
me.
No. That is a lie.
No,
that is a lie.
Right.
I told you that. I guarantee
you. I can only tell you what I've been through.
Hold on.
Everything I've done and everything you have done, I guarantee emotion came before your action.
All right. I said, hold on, dang it, because I'm trying to get somebody else in. Y'all just going. I'll put y'all in the green room. Y'all behave. All right. Let me bring Mr. Beasley in. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Mr. Beasley, what's going on, sir?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Love's a four-letter word. Les just said something, and it made me think a little bit. He just said he doesn't think emotionally, but emotions aren't something that you think. Emotions are something that you feel.
Hmm.
So I'm not sure exactly what he's saying. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it for right now. But love's a tough thing, and I see people, particularly in marriages or in broken marriages or in situations when they have children. I've watched people's lives crumble, and I guess there's a lot of good in it. But I've watched people. I mean, if I have a wife, and she ends up dead somewhere. You know, who's the first primary suspect? It's the husband. The emotions, the way people react in situations where they have life partners or, you know, and I guess there was once love. I mean, how often do we see where, you know, there's harm, murder, killings? It brings emotions out of everybody. So that's all. Emotions are something that you feel. It's not something that you think. And it's... I don't know.
All right. Thank you. Let me bring Mr. Pianki in. He's been gone for a while, so I'm sure he's just chomping at the bit. Hello, Mr. Pianki. How you doing today?
Oh, fine, Eric, except it's cold.
I haven't seen you in a while. Yeah, I know. What's going on? I know. You've been hiding out.
No, I haven't actually been hiding out, but...
Okay. All right, so what you got going on my subject today? I know you got some.
What about love, that emotion?
Yeah, is it an emotion or a choice?
It's an emotion, whatever. Yes, it is.
See, this is, you know what? If you just listen
what?
To us, this is why people go chaos and say, I thought you loved me. I thought this. I thought that. Because we're arguing over what emotion is and love is. If we don't know, if we don't have a consensus meaning of what emotions and love is, how can anybody or a couple that don't define those words exactly the same, how can they show it to each other? So that's why I ask people, what is compromise? I mean, ask a grown adult or anybody in my dating, I ask them, what does compromise mean? And see what a grown woman says. What does respect mean? Just ask them simple words, no big words, but the common words. What does love mean? And you'll learn a lot about people.
No,
well, you know, in this country, you know, you're only required to respect people's civil rights. That's it. You don't have to love them.
That's interesting.
isn't it more rewarding when you love them though, and they love you?
Yeah. Well, yes, I would assume.
Pianki.
Oh, you're asking Pianki.
Pianki.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Pianki. So he out there doing something.
Who is that?
And you know, it's just like me and my woman say to ourselves, I love you, but sometimes I can't stand some of your ways. And we sit down and we discuss that, and we compromise and we go through it. What is it that disturbs you? What makes you uncomfortable? If we're talking about love in a relationship, there's a lot of work. It's work that everybody has to put in. Like I was saying, you know, I started out, when I first started out and up until my wife, I would tell, I don't use emotions. I don't get all feely. I'm not, you know, and I will hold hands with you. I like holding hands and walking through the park. I like all that good stuff. But it's not an emotional thinking that I think with. And I had to sit back and be honest with me and say, what makes less? See, you know, like I say, everybody has their own definition, therefore there is no real wrong definition.
Okay. Now listen.
Well, you know what, Eric?
Hold on.
Why come he cut the man off like that?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was about to make a point. I didn't know you was coming to Yankee.
No, I was listening to Les, and you cut him off.
See, to me, there's no wrong definition, because we all have to sit back and work out the relationships that we're in, because it's really nobody that can advise you. Only thing they do is give you suggestions, and you may pattern or see people that are successful, you know. But I sit back, and like I said, I used to tell women I was cold as ice because I didn't think, I didn't have feelings when it came to a relationship, because I was always thinking, and I always thought that I had to think for that woman. But as I matured and as I got deeper and deeper into the relationship with my wife, I got more emotions now and more feelings for that girl than anything in this world, and I'm not afraid to sit back and let them come out. See, because I was the kind of brother, I couldn't sit back and shed no tear in front of my woman. Now I sit back and cry on her shoulder because I know she got my back. And that's building love. That's love. That's the relationship. And it took work. She understood that. She was willing to work with me on that and say, okay, well, I can deal with that. Because really, I got too many emotions. That's what get me in trouble. I'm feeling stuff when I need to be sitting back and be thinking the thing out. And that's what the difference. If you look and you ask, people will tell you it's a different thought process for men and women. We think with our, we don't think with our hearts emotionally. We think with our heads as men. Women tend to think more with the feeling and the heart. But if you can combine the two, you got a beautiful thing.
Well, Eric, you know, one time I was watching this movie. Wasn't it a porn house or nothing like that? But it was a general rating movie. And the husband and wife was having, I guess, their go-abouts. And then the next thing, it showed a love scene in the bed. And the wife was pretending like she didn't like what was going on. Then all of a sudden, she looked at him and wrapped her arms around his neck and said, she said, I hate you. But she sure didn't push him off. So that's why I come like listen, saying it's about emotions, wouldn't you say? I mean, here you got somebody who's wanting to pull a person closer to him at the same time, say that I hate you, or hate that she has given in, or whatever. But it's about emotions, and of course, it has a way. It has evolved into a different definition as we find ourselves today in 2014.
Mm-hmm. And what is that different?
Well, just imagine something.
Hold on for a minute, Mike. Okay, so what is the different definition, Pianki, from the way
maybe Mike is explaining?
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Mike.
Just imagine for a minute. Let's play this formula out. See, we have to question everything now. That sound good. I mean, that sounded real good. But it's the problem of the world. If all of us on this phone, listen, watch. If all of us on this phone have our own picture of how to love somebody, right? All of us on this phone, and none of us are married, just social partners, have their own different definition of love. I guarantee you it's going to be chaos and confusion. Where's the harmony going to be? Everybody has their own points of view. Some people say, you know what, Michael, I'm going to punch you on your mouth, but I'm still loving you when I do that. Some people say that. Some people say, I'm going to show you something. Some people say, you know what, I may do certain things. But if you look at it factually, I want y'all to think this out. How can you do anything in your life, or what have you done, any action in your life, when you didn't feel something, some type of emotion before it? Name it. Name anything that you have done in your life without feeling something before you have before you did it.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you're always that you're talking about acting on impulse, and I think that's what Nurse was talking about, that a woman will act on impulse. And I don't act on impulse no more. Of course, I get impulses, but I got to think stuff through. Mistakes are costly. I'm not kind of. And it's amazing what 24 hours of reflection and just thinking about it, thinking something through. Some people take time in that. But, you feel something, but do you trust and move on your feelings? Or do you move on something more rational?
Right, but through that rational process, thinking, during that 24-hour period, because I've done it and I do it all the time, I'm still going in emotional, should I do it, should I not do it, I'm waiting the odds. I may look
that's
at it this way and I say,
that's
well.
That's not emotional. That's,
oh,
not,
yeah,
emotional.
That's not emotional.
If you're,
oh,
weighing, if you're weighing it out,
okay,
Mike.
All right,
if
okay.
You're weighing it out, if you're weighing it out, you're thinking about it. You're being rational.
Right. Okay, now watch my thoughts. Right. Okay, now watch my mind. Okay, now listen. I'm picking a job. Now, I'm saying one job is 50 miles away, pretty good benefits, and another one is about 30 miles away, but they're paying more or less. But I'm going to look. I'm guarantee you when I think and process, I'm going to see which company should I go that's going to fit me, which is going to make me more happier emotion. I guarantee it. Even in my
that
thought
was
process,
an emotion,
I'm
that was a rational thought
it is
process.
Because, hold up, because
that was
I'm
a rational
which,
process. Listen to what
no,
you
listen,
said, Mike.
Hold on, listen to me.
If I go to a job,
I'm not finished.
Watch
it. He cut me
if
off.
I got
hold
a
on,
job,
hold on.
Miles
hold
away.
Hold on,
Les. Why'd you cut the
job?
Les, why'd you cut the man off?
Okay, wait a minute. All right, go ahead.
Can I finish my thought?
He got the gist of what he was saying.
Go ahead, Michael.
No, but see, how can he do that when? How can he say that when I am finished? When I finally made that decision, I guarantee you I'm going to make this statement. I made this decision throughout my rational process and thinking. I made that decision when I chose. I said it's going to make me feel better. It's going to make me have a less travel to work. It's still going to be fit me. It's still going to be my emotions. I don't want to get up and try 20 more miles a day. Because I know how my mornings is. I'm letting you know when my decision is choosing that job, an emotional response made me do it. You can say rational thought all you want. It's a fact. And I'm letting you know every time you do something, you have an emotion. If you say you don't have an emotion, you're saying you're not human. You're saying you're a robot. That's all I got to say.
All right. Now we can I'm sorry. Somebody's about to say something?
Yeah, well, okay. I've been told before that I was nonchalant.
Mm-hmm.
So, do that mean that I don't have any emotions? I might have a different way of showing my emotions.
Right. It just means you're not showing them.
It means you would break for a black dog, but a white dog you run over.
Hold on. I got. A statement coming out of the chat room says, love is more of an action than an emotion. That is the first premise that we're not talking about. Okay. Whatever that means. I think we did.
You know, Eric,
go ahead.
Do you know Omar Johnson?
Do I know Omar Johnson?
The speaker. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard this from college. Now, I heard that he was scheduled to speak at some university or college, and they counseled him because of his views on homosexuality. And this is where we talk about that people who are different, they want everybody to accept them, but that's just not right. If an individual don't care for a homosexual, don't want to associate with them, or don't care for their lifestyle, they have a right to be that way. They are not violating that person's civil rights. That's all we're required to do. The Constitution lets you associate or disassociate with whomever. And for this student body to decide to cancel this man's speech or his lecture, and I'm sure his lecture wasn't going to be about bashing or whomever, he was probably disseminating information. Now he's denying. They're denying people and children and students there from that information. So this crap about so people are different and all of a sudden what was at one time something frowned on and now by law it has to be recognized, but it doesn't mean that everybody's got to love you.
What's recognized by law? The only thing that's recognized by law, I think federally, is that gays can get married. But
no, what's recognized by law, Beasley, is their civil rights. We can't go up and punch them in the nose. That would be assault. You can't spit on them.
You couldn't punch them in the nose anyway. I mean, you couldn't punch them in the nose.
That's what I'm saying. Before
anyway, because that's assault.
Well, that's what I just described. How would you know? How would you know? You respect a person. All we can do is I respect your rights. Beasley, but that don't mean I'm going to put my arms around and hug you.
I don't really like that you characterizing me as the gay person, but for the
no, I don't characterize you as a gay person. I'm saying as a human being.
I understand what you're saying. I think the bigger picture here, when it comes to this whole gay thing, real quick, is that there's a real major push going on, and there's a turn of the tide. It's a paradigm shift as far as gayness is concerned, and how people look at it and accept it, and they're there, and it's not turning back.
Okay.
We
discussed that a lot of times on the show, and
it's
not coming back. But before I let bring
it never went anywhere. It never went anywhere since the 18th of times.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, before I bring Maze in, what about unconditional love? Is that even possible? And is it that an emotion? I guess we haven't clarified whether it's an emotion or a choice. You know, but I don't know. I'm still leaving it out there.
I thought I did.
Okay.
You want me to clarify for you? Give me 30 seconds.
No. Let me bring Maze in, then you get your 30 seconds. All right, Maze, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Oh, we're discussing love today, the tribe, huh?
Yeah.
What's the name of that song? You don't know what you got until you lose it.
We talk about emotions, Maze.
Yeah.
Love and emotions. The question was, can you love somebody and not show any emotion? Wasn't that it, Eric?
Yeah, that's the original question, yeah. Basically, the topic is love. Is it emotional or a choice?
You never know what you got till you lose it. No, you can't miss what you ain't never had.
Pianki.
Let me explain what I'm saying, Pianki. You don't know what you got until you lose it, because a whole lot of women losing good men and a whole lot of good men losing good women. And when she marries something that makes her happy, and she looked back at you and said, I'm glad I didn't go that way. And then he wish he had her because she's doing a great job with what she got.
So is that emotional or is that a choice?
Sometimes it's a choice and sometimes it's emotional.
Yeah, you kind of want
to. It could be a choice made by, dictated by emotions.
How can you make a choice without emotion? That's my question to all.
When
you make a lot of choices without emotion. Like I said,
it is impossible.
It is because of an
emotion.
It is
totally impossible.
I went into business because of a practical program that sat back and told me if I work this plan the way it's supposed to be worked, I can succeed. I didn't have any emotion. I didn't have any feeling. The only thing I was thinking about is profit.
Oh, God.
It wasn't a feeling.
Mike, let the man finish talking, man. I'm looking at the line on this.
Love is a word used throughout our lives, whether saying it to family or that very special person. And I think what we do is we tend to drift off of the byline and start mixing other lines into it, because there are different types, and like I said earlier, there are different stages of love. There are different aspects that love falls into. I can love you as a person, but I can hate the hell out of your ways. Okay? It's the same way with, like, gay. Being gay. I'm not mad at the person. My brother gay. I'm not mad at him. He's successfully doing his thing. He happy. I love it. Nigga, I love you. Do what you do. If that floats your boat, float it. That's reality. Ain't nothing I can do about that, so why should I worry about it and get all paranoid and discombobulated because I can't change it? That's his life. He got an answer for that. But that don't stop me from loving him. That don't stop him from being my brother. That's love. It ain't got nothing to do with feeling. That's just love, unconditionally, because I don't care what it is. We learn to sit back and to put up, and that's why we tolerate all the stuff that we tolerate in America.
Mr. Talk, are we discussing men and women, or are we talking about family? Which one is it? A woman and a man?
All of them. I would like to explain myself to Les. Let's go back to your example. You said that
it
when you
saw... It wasn't an
example.
That's a fact.
No, I don't give you an example. I
give you a fact.
You gave us an example.
All right. Okay. Hold on, Les. Let Michael go on and go in and get his in. Go ahead, Michael.
Watch me speak facts, Les. I said you gave us an example, and I appreciate it because I learned something from it, about when you someone saw that you can make a profit. Now, they say that money can't buy happiness, but it's a damn sure down payment. When you saw you can make a profit, I guarantee you felt something. If you saw that this going down this path wasn't going to do, you was going to be feeling like, I'm going to reject it. You may be fearful going in that down that route because you didn't see a profit margin. We make decisions all the time. See, the reason why men... I'm not finished. 30 seconds.
The reason why
men make these false statements like Les made, because anytime Bianchi say, if he can feel it, he'll make a profit, I guarantee he gets a good feeling, right? The reason why men don't want to say they're emotional, because they make up this lie and say that we're non-emotional people. No, there's a way to think rationals, but I'm letting you know what path you're going to make in your disorders or what risk you're going to take, it's going to have to be some emotions behind it. I'm letting you know people are not saying it right. All of us.
Okay, let me ask Michael a question. Let me say this real quick.
I think Les is speaking accurately for Les.
Yes.
And I think you might be speaking for Mike. You guys are different.
Let me ask Mike a question.
I'm going to ask you something.
You guys are different, Mike, and that's what you just got to accept.
Wait a minute, Mike, you had your 30 seconds.
We're the same about profits.
Okay, but now watch this.
Me and Les is going to do the same
what
way.
Let me put it,
okay,
put
about
it real
profits, it's the same way.
Watch this. Let me put it real blunt, Mike. When I said that there was no emotion involved, that even was involved in the thought process, in when I look at dollars and cents, I don't have time to worry about if it's going to make me happy or sad because I've got more peas in my pot stirring up to make soup, okay? I don't sit back and rest up on one pea in a pot and think I got a whole complete soup.
All right, listen, Mike, let me ask y'all a question.
Wait. When it comes to business, I don't have to get emotional. I just have to see an end result. And if I'm willing to ride that out, I'm still not going to have a whole bunch of feeling about it because I know I can win or lose.
Let me ask you a question, Mike.
When you motivate your sales team, I guarantee you're playing with their emotions factually. So y'all can keep on saying, go with your question.
Mike, let me ask you a question. Now, when you go to the grocery store, and I know you do that, and I think you like hot dogs. And when you come to the section where hot dogs are displayed, you got Oscar Mayer.
I like the all beef.
You got Oscar Mayer, all beef. You got Mayrose and Hunter. And when you pick out the package of Hunter and put it in your basket, do you holler out and shout Yahoo and jump up and down and clap your hands?
No. But let me let you know.
You're not showing emotion then.
No,
well, how do you go about showing emotion? Wait a minute, let me finish the question, man. I'm going to let you talk. You show a lot of emotions when you're on people's shows. But anyway, so how do you go about showing your emotion for making that choice of putting the all-beef hot dogs in your basket?
Yes, because they're all about my pot. Hold up. Listen.
Instead of them 49 cent turkey flanks.
Beefy, thank you for saying that. Listen. It's all about spending power. When you go to any economic class, they will tell you that the economics goes on the consumer's feelings, the consumer trends, so it's still emotions when you talk about economics. It depends on what
the,
I have.
Hold on, listen to me.
Somebody cutting me off. And with this, the emotions, I'm telling you, listen, every household, which is a part of economics, may depend, like, listen, I'm not going to go ahead and spend money on here because they may be doing something, and it's going on emotions. Some people may boycott a restaurant or a certain type of business, still emotions. Hold on. Now, let me go back. When I picked up those franks, yes, I may go get the big, high-priced good because I got money.
Brunette,
and that's what,
Brunette,
listen to me.
You should have the $7 a pack once.
Exactly, because I'm feeling myself at that time. I want to get something good, and I know I'm getting the best, and I'm going for that. Because in regular army, I normally don't have to spend it. So, yes, it's emotion. Every time you spend, yes. But
well, how about for the individual where – how about the individual where cost is no problem?
Cost is no problem. I guarantee you they're getting them to make them feel better. When I'm hungry, I'm not happy. Listen, is anybody hungry? Are you happy when you're hungry? I'm not.
Whoa.
I'm not satisfied.
Hold on.
That's a
feeling,
not an emotion.
I'm not happy.
Hold on. Thank you. I know, Mike, you use hot dogs as an analogy, but can we get back to people? You know, we ain't talking about spending power now. We talking about a relationship type of thing. You know, man, woman, you know, I ain't even considering those other things. But, you know, that kind of stuff.
Unconditional love.
Yes.
In a romantic sense of the word love is a person who is a potential doormat and sucker for love. Having
wow.
In my opinion, because
wow.
there's you have to have some parameters and some standards of if you
right.
have any respect for yourself and love yourself, that there's just some shit that you're not going to stand for. Now, the type of shit that you may take from a child or
mm-hmm.
a brother or a mother, that's more to me of unconditional love. At least,
well,
for
I got
as far
a question.
As I'm,
Mr. Talk.
Go ahead.
We talking about love. So when does it become addictive infatuation?
Man, that's Cupid. That's the magic of the whole love thing. Now, as bad as I may talk about this romantic love, the time when it does hit you, it's an amazing thing. You know, there's chemicals going off in your brain that make you
yeah.
feel like nothing else can make you feel.
Okay, what is the definition of love? Maybe somebody already broke this down, but I may have missed it. What is the definition of love, and what is the definition for an emotion? Let's figure that out.
Well, we just gave you the definition of emotion.
Love is an action to me. Love is an action
that
because it's shown. The only way you can define
love.
Oh, he knew to me.
And you know what? I mean,
emotion can be anything you
we're
feel.
Talking about, a lot of stuff that we're talking about are byproducts that build into. You got to understand, what is the byproduct of the product? See, it's a lot of ingredients to make a cake. But you can't make a cake with just flour and dough. And I think what happens is we sit back and we get all into one thing about it, and we say, you know, like I said, we say things that it don't fit in. It don't get into the mix. You can't tell me how to love my wife. I can't tell you how to love your wife. I don't know what go on in your house. But if y'all love each other,
but that's
I'm
not
happy
the definition. It, but
no,
he has,
the
definition
is not
quick
the definition.
Shot.
But watch. It's not the definition, Pianki, but
no.
it's the common thread.
Let me define.
House. I gotta run my own house.
What happens if you
okay,
use glue?
I got a house to run. You got a house
let,
to run.
Let me define Vernon's question real quick.
And what
go ahead,
Beasley.
All right, Les, we got you. You're staying over 30 seconds.
An emotion is anything that you feel. Okay? You can feel all types of things.
Anger,
hate, love. But what love is...
Okay,
love,
hold on, hold. Wait,
love
wait,
is a deep caring for
right.
someone where
hold,
you would put them before
Beasley.
You would put them before
hold
yourself.
Hold on, Beasley. Hold on. All right, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary says love is a strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties, attraction based on sexual desire, affection and tenderness felt by lovers, affection based on admiration, benevolence, or common interest. Okay, so that's what it said love is.
Right. But, you know, here's another thing about emotions. The definition of emotions could include love and hate.
Right.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
True.
Nobody else bothering
that.
Right. All right.
Emotions, anything you can feel.
Mm-hmm.
Eric?
Yes.
Oh.
All right. Hold
that.
On. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me bring Sister Ottawa in. All right. Sister Ottawa, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I know you all are talking about a lot of things, but I just, you know, you love, you say, you know, it's emotion. And we know that emotion doesn't really allow us ever to be rational. You know, you could love that sister because she, you know, she can really dance, or she look good, or she, you know, something that's really very frivolous. So you can love somebody for, you know, meet them and fall in love with them, and in 6 months from now, you through with them. So love, what is it? I'm trying to think what it is. Is it just about the sex? Because it isn't. Somebody in the chat room says, you know, what happens when your body doesn't function the way you want it to function? And you need help, and you need nourishment, and you need some care. And you're not in a position to perform as you usually did perform, to express your feeling for a person. So then then you have to pull on the other gifts that your Creator gave you. But there are marriages that have been arranged and have been very successful. Love didn't exist when they got married, but because they had purpose and vision and they came together to accomplish some of their goals, they had a strong foundation and love developed.
That might be a profitable type of love, but that seems like that's a real shallow type of love.
No.
And I respect building and accomplishing something as much as anybody, even more than anybody, especially when you start from not much. But if it's not a type of love that you feel that just even without nothing, you know, just walking around in the cold with this person and you still feel better than anything that you can imagine, that's the type of love that I would want.
But I understand
what you're saying. To me, that's not
you
really
love. You
just
want to feel good, but something is making you feel good. What is she doing? You know what I'm saying? She's contributing.
You know what? It's not even anything. It's not even anything that you could put your finger on. That's what. It's not even anything that you could put your finger on. That's what's so elusive and so amazing about romantic love. That's something that just happens.
Well, distinguished
like
love. Because
I would suggest with a man. I would suggest to a male.
You make me
talking
think
about
of
respect.
Walking in the park, holding hands, and la 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 la. But that's not what life is about. You need somebody that has
that.
A wherewithal, that has a mind, somebody that can enhance what you are trying to do in life.
Exactly.
And vice
now,
versa.
You know,
It ain't about being able to. And that's completely logical.
And that's what makes it not love. Because that's
How can
logical.
You distinguish love if you don't show
love?
Hold on, y'all.
Logical, Sister Ottawa. Everything you're saying it makes sense. I like it.
Absolutely.
But that's completely logical. That's not emotional at all.
Why would you want to be with somebody that you just fell in love with? You just open. You don't have nowhere to go. You just open and you just going along with whatever comes because you fell into love. That's not a good thing, brother.
Let me ask you a question, Miss Ardua.
Love is not
love.
Wait a minute. Too many people talking at one time.
I would like to ask Miss Ajawa a question.
I want to ask her a question, too.
Let me ask her a question real quick.
And I have a
Miss Ajawa.
Okay.
if a lady goes unmarried because of whatever reason, and she's getting older, at what point in age does she become desperate?
Desperate
for her husband. A husband.
Desperate.
Ooh, you're flattering yourself.
Huh?
All right. Well,
you're flattering yourself.
Yeah. Anyway,
no, I asked the question: if a young lady, you know, she starts off and she's very, I guess you could say she's very attractive, and many men are coming her way, and then she, all of a sudden, as she gets older and older, then the pack kind of thins out. Then she gets older and older. At what point in time does she realize that she should have made a choice in the years behind her, because the years in front of her is not quite as promising? So at what point in age would they become desperate?
I really couldn't answer that.
At what point does a man become desperate?
See, well, right. How did this conversation change? That's what I don't like right now.
It was still talking about love.
Got a damn change.
No.
Because you ask one question about a woman, and then next thing, well, what about a man? I'd hate that.
Well,
why?
I hate it when you
try my
women all
the other tribe do. So that's it. Like,
well, man usually go get a younger woman. But that was.
What does he go get a younger wife for? What can he do with a younger woman?
Wait, am I
can he hang with her? Can he hang with the sister?
Yes,
you
your
think?
Mic is over.
I'm glad it is. Oh, thank you. Love is
a younger woman.
Action.
Loki, can you tell us what love is to you?
Love is an action word. You can do all the lip service you want to.
Exactly.
You can all the lip service.
Can we get a little round of applause, Mr. Talk, please? Can I get a request? Round of applause.
Can I answer her question?
And I can't call the name of the singer right now that wrote the song, but he said, as long as you, while you're holding a little weight, you might as well go ahead and find somebody you can be with and deal with. Just like Pionka said,
I got an answer to her question about a younger woman, what she could do for you. She could give you a lot better erection.
Oh.
Well, yeah, a man can always make more. Sister Ajua, a male can make more babies than one woman can conceive, can bear, should I say.
Well, what's that got to do with love?
That was the question that she asked.
That don't mean your gene pool is strong. If you're spitting your sperm out every chance you get, your sperm bank ain't strong, brother. So, yeah, you can spit it out, and you might be able to reproduce, but what are you going to reproduce?
Well, you have men that are very, very healthy as they get older.
That's bullshit. Everything has its pros and cons. Even during the sexual act, the male, when it comes to that orgasm phase, we have our pros and cons to that. No, seriously, right? But so we have our benefits, like Bianchi is saying. Ma'am, you keep on saying, a man can spread his seed every day if he wants to. That's how it's made.
As a man, if you're a real nigga, if you're a real man, you're trying to find one person that you can build a real relationship.
Yeah, take a time out.
Well, like I was saying before I was ran into by everybody else, love is an action thing. You can have all the lip service you want. Oh, I love you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But are you doing anything to show
lip
it?
Service.
It's a question. Yes.
All right.
I can tell you I love you.
Love is not a
long.
Lip service because love has no words.
Can I finish? God damn.
It's an eye service and a look and a touch and everything else.
Wow.
You don't even have to say nothing.
You know, it's crazy.
I'm telling your little young butt what you need to know and what you need to learn.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Uh-oh.
Has that word, Mr. Talk.
Go, Miss May.
That's how the grown folks talked to me when I was young and I listened.
Well, that's fine. Like I said.
But Miss Nagoni, I think issue
when
a
man
talking,
love
a woman.
We're not talking, you remember we're not that talking about... We're not talking about that. What we're talking about is, hey, you
okay,
gonna
now you
love
tell
somebody?
Us about the way you look.
Can I finish? Can I finish, please? Would you shut up for 1 second? amazed. Me getting up, going out handling my business. If I'm sick, I go handling my business. I take care of my house. I take care of my family. My family don't have to worry about me possibly going to jail over something stupid. My family don't have to worry about me possibly doing something illegal or whatever. I love my family. I show my family I love them. My family don't have to worry about they going to go without lights or water or whatever. You show somebody you care about them when you take care of them. You show somebody you love them when you there pulling through the thick and the thin. Because you can tell them you love them all day long, but as soon as the time gets tough, you get up and you go the other way.
You take that attitude because you realize that you just don't live for yourself.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. So therefore, love
you
cannot
that
stop with
yourself. You love
therefore,
your
love. No,
you
when Bianchi just said that, listen what Bianchi just said.
See, I love
when
my
he family. Said
I
that, that was
what
the fact.
So
that's the fact.
Duck, y'all, duck.
All right, thank you, because there's too many of y'all talking at one time, dang it. So, now, Michael, you go ahead, then after Michael, Liz. All right? So go ahead, Michael.
Right. Bianchi, when Bianchi rebutted, he has been saying what I've always been saying. Now, y'all can say what you want. And I'm going to leave this because I question what Ms. Negoni said, and Ms. Aliwa can give her feedback. Bianchi said that he realized that he had others was involved when he was talking about love. In order to distinguish love, we have to distinguish action. And when you talk about love, it cannot start with self. You have to consider, even when I consider myself, I have to consider other people at the same time. I guarantee it. It's all at once. Because when I show love to myself, I'm going to affect others. Now, Ms. Negoni, she said that we shouldn't find love outside of ourselves, but that's totally impossible. Even if
so
I
that's
wash
not
up
what
or
I,
if I go, oh, I'm sorry,
miss,
okay, I thought you said that, though.
Well, see, I did say that, but see, you're misinterpreting
oh, okay.
the meaning
well, can you
of what I'm
saying. Yourself?
Yes,
I'm sorry,
yes.
I apologize. I just want you to explain.
No, I know you. I don't feel like you intentionally did that. What I'm saying, in my understanding, is that we have love within ourselves. We are love. And what I'm saying is when we are looking for it externally and without understanding that we have love within us, that we give love, love comes from within you and should vibrate outward to others.
Mm.
But sometimes we feel like it's just one person, you know, and if you can't have that person, you're going to die. You're not going to be happy. No, we're already love. So that's what I meant. Is that more clear what I'm trying to express?
Well, you know, if I could say something, Mr. Talk.
You share love with others, but you don't love because of others. If you don't have any love for yourself and you don't already have love inside of yourself, you don't have any love to give anybody anyway.
I don't believe that, and I'm going to tell you why. Because every decision that I have made, whether good or bad,
Hold on for a minute, Lo. No, you cannot, Bianchi. It is less time. Go ahead, Les. Just write it down,
and
we'll get to you in a minute.
I agree with what both the sisters just said right then, and I feel strong about that because, you know what, it's so true. I keep telling us, you know, the biggest problem that we have, we don't love ourselves. And we try to jump in relationships and bring baggage, and then we ain't got rid of the baggage that we had. So how can you love somebody when most of the time you're basing it upon the falsehoods that you've been through? If I'm going to sit back and work with my woman, I'm working with mine. We're going to work it out. We sit back. That's why we talk. That's why we communicate. That's love. That's a part of love. It's a byproduct of love to communicate, to sit back, cuddle, byproduct. All of this stuff, sitting back, spending that quality time, byproduct. But that's showing
can I say something,
that
Mr.
I love
Talk.
Her. She shows me that he loves me.
All right, who's
and
typing?
We make provisions to do that.
He really
that's all I'm going to say. We make provisions to do that.
Okay, but thank you, then, Les. Go ahead, Bianchi. What you got to say?
Well, you know, I don't love everybody. I think Amos Wilson said that's wrong with black people today. They spend money with everybody. They don't spend no money with their own kind. I don't love white women like I would love a black woman. I don't run the taverns and take drugs and mess around with prostitutes because I know that there's others depend on me being in good shape, good mind, and good condition, especially the young children, young boys that I train in baseball. And that's what I was talking about in Goni. I can't mess his name up. But I say you do those things because you know you're just not living for yourself, and I know I am just not living for myself. So this thing about unconditional love, love everybody, no, that don't go with me.
It don't even
right. Thank
and, you know, here's another point. I'll give you a good example. Chinese never will sell you wholesale family prices so you can compete against their own. Now, who are they loving?
Still.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Pianki. Go ahead, Lo.
You brought some very good points out there, Pianki. I'm not even going to lie. Hey, I don't care whoever giving their opinion or not. I know who I'm going home to. But like I say, less your comments are, bringing in baggage. Man, that had nothing to do with the topic. The thing is this, again, you're going to show somebody you love them by your actions. All that lip service, hey, you can catch that in a movie. I mean, lip service.
Well, with mine for 8 years. I must be doing something right.
Wait.
We're here for 8 years, so I must be doing something right.
Wow. Okay.
I'm
Can I have a question?
Can I speak?
I have a question.
Wait,
hey,
hold on. Lo, are you finished?
I might as well be, man. Let him go ahead.
All right, go ahead, Maze.
I was letting Lo finish.
No, it what I'm saying don't matter. So go ahead.
Well, in a relationship, In a relationship, there is no I, it's we. Because I can't do nothing by itself. Because when he's laying in that bed sick and she's there taking care of him, at the moment that he can't do nothing, that's an I thing. You take care of each other. Mm-hmm. And not like I take care of my family. We take care of each other and the family.
Right on. I agree.
That was an all-fashioned statement.
Love and relationships. And we done went off into business and love, how your business love.
Okay, that's not a conversation flowing.
My business has nothing to do with me loving my wife. I keep that separate. Okay?
Business.
Because the only thing my business does is provide a vehicle that me and my wife can ride on to go to the next levels that we both have chosen together to progress our relationship and to develop and fall deeper, not fall, but be deeper and deeper in love. Because I hate that word, fall in love, because if you fall in love, eventually you got to fall out of love. I didn't fall in love. I was either in love or I didn't love you. I didn't fall in love with you, because if I just stumbled upon a rock and fell, I'd have busted my head up against the ground. I'm probably halfway.
Sometimes people do fall in love when they're in love.
But when they say, when they use the term fall in love, they just say it was a process. You saw her, y'all start talking, and you got to this. So that's what they say. But I want to ask a question. Is love selfish?
Is love selfish?
So Ms. Nagoni, I agree with that. So I'm gonna ask you, in order to achieve love, why do people say that love starts with self? It's a contradiction.
It has to.
Listen to what y'all just said.
My brother always gives his nephew.
Michael?
Thank you.
Did you ask me a question, or were you just speaking in general?
Wow, got quiet.
Oh, okay. The question that I was going to say before I got muted was that my brother always tells his nephews, you never stand in love, you walk in love, because you can always walk away and don't fall in love. You stand in love.
Right on.
He always tells them that. Always have.
And that was his quote. Never fall in love, but stand in love, and you can walk away.
You know why people say, Mike,
interesting.
You know why people say that you
well,
have to love yourself before you can love that before you have to love yourself before you love someone else?
Yes.
Because if you can't give what you don't have in you.
That's right.
That's right.
That's a
you
good
know?
Point.
And you can relate that, you know, I guess it'd be a poor analogy, but just like some money. If you ask me for $100 and I don't have $100, I can't give it to you. So you got to have a certain love or accept yourself in order to be truly loving in a good sense with somebody else. You can fall in love with somebody and not love yourself, but it generally doesn't work out that good.
That's
exactly what I'm saying. I mean, the word fall, if you look at the word fall, that means you stumbled into something going haphazardly, and you just fail. You already set yourself up for a failure.
Right, because you never fall in love less, even when you were younger.
How
it
is
just kind of happened.
You know what?
And
look, when we were young, we fell in love. And as we got older, we started wanting to know what love really was. If you look at it and you really ask yourself and get honest with yourself, you'll say, when I was younger, I fell in love. I fell in love with a lot of women in my young days. And that's what I did. I fell in love. But until I was able to love, I didn't get nothing.
Or less, was that your hormones talking to you?
That was hormones.
Hormones will make you fall in love. They'll make you do some crazy things.
I tell you what, I think the hormones would be more pure than two people that say, well, we can merge together because I'm established
right.
and you're established. I think that's more pure. The two young people with the hormones is more pure than two people in their 40s.
That's exactly what I was saying earlier.
Because we're established. That's nothing.
Right.
That's exactly what I was saying earlier
when
Sister
Ottawa spoke.
It's real quick. To me, you can fall in love, and you can genuinely love someone. Now, if you fall out of love, then you didn't really love them. But if you still love them, whether anything transpires of that feeling or not, then that you genuinely felt love for that person. So you can be attracted, you can be enamored of, all of those things, okay? And it can develop into a stronger feeling of love. And you can still love that person even if you're not with that person. I'm not talking about pining away for that person. I'm just saying have a genuine feeling of love for that person and goodwill for that person and hope that the best thing happens for that person in their life. That, to me, that's love.
But see, there's many divorced couples that may went through their war, and then after the storm was over, they separated. You know, okay, they love each other. They're not going to get back. Many couples do that. But when they were going that war, during the divorce, they were not showing each other love. So what I was just using that as an example, okay? I'm using that as an example because love is action, and we have to admit sometimes we don't show people love in certain ways. We just have to admit it. I have some non-loving ways I do in my life. Right. Exactly. So it goes like that. Right. But see, sometimes time will go on. Everything is situational.
Michael. You can love someone and not act in a loving way. That's bad behavior. Yeah.
No. See, if you say that, then if you make that statement, I'm just saying, if you make that statement, that's going to cause chaos and confusion on what love is. That's all
I'm
saying.
Wait a minute, Mike.
Love is not action.
Michael,
who says that love is not
chaos
action?
And confusion in love?
Michael. Are you saying that you love
someone? Have you been in love, Mike, with your emotional ass?
Yes, I have.
Well, let me tell you. Can I say something? I got to go.
Michael.
When you have these, when you fall in.
Y'all hear me talking. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Michael, are you saying that if you love someone that you're always perfect in your behavior? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't catch that.
I asked the question.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, when you're in a relationship, we may go through our little spats, but when it goes to the point, I don't like you, I want to get a divorce, that's when the love is gone. No one is saying that we're going to be perfect. Of course, we might get our little spits and spats, but no one is saying, I don't want to be with you no more. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. I'm real now.
Asking for clarification what you were saying, what your point was.
Oh, okay. Yes, Mr. Girl. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, you know, I'm getting ready to leave here and go to my baseball team. But I tell all my young athletes, and one team's all black, the other team has some whites on. But I tell them, I say, leave them women alone and tend to your studies and your actions. But for those men that go out there and fall in love with these women because they got a shapely booty and all that stuff, just look at Michael Spreeham and see what happened to him. Especially if you got something. These women would come at you like you vicious predator. Don't let love get in the way of your doing the right thing to protect yourself. Because I guarantee you, if you go into it wrong, you're going to come out disastrous.
You don't get in.
I have a question for you. Why do you need a young woman?
Yeah, I can preach a prenup to agreement.
You don't get in your own way, because a lot of people get in their own way.
Younger, I have a question
what
for
they
you
want
you
versus
leave.
What they need.
Would you sign a prenup, though? Is that showing love, low? To tell your wife to sign a prenup, what you think?
In this day and time, why not?
Okay, I think Miss Mays wanted to say something.
Oh, I was asking Bianca your question, why does he need a younger woman?
Why does he need a younger woman? Because I gave that explanation. An older woman cannot bear as many babies as any male can produce.
Oh,
but you know what I'm going to tell you? You know what I noticed about a younger woman? A younger woman is so much happier. They inquisitive, they open to learning. They more appreciative. You know, the woman get older, she gets more settled in her ways and so forth. But she always laughing. I mean, she's always got this surprise.
Like an old hen, huh, Pionk?
Hey, I'm telling you, brother. I mean, it's just like a whole new life.
She had two men. She had the young man and the old man. So that's what you want to deal with. Because when he was asleep, she'd go out and get the young man and have a good time. Come to 10, she was having a good time with him. That's what young women do for old men.
Well, you know, when I was a young man, I had old women who used to hit on me. I'm sure all brothers do that.
Yeah, that's not always the case, though. That's not always the case. Sometimes you have a floozy that is with an older man, but she go out with and be with a younger man. Sometimes you have that, but sometimes you don't have that.
They call it a
cool thing.
So that's the dice you have to roll.
Everything he see moving, he want to stick it there, too.
See, that right there. We can't stay on topic because I don't understand. I never understand that.
Well, that's what we're
talking
about.
What about the man?
Them older men be getting them tricks. When their wife dies and their wife ain't around no more, they be going to get them young tricks. And you know what they do. You're right, Miss Nagoni. I heard you in the background.
Look, my question is this then. Okay. Women, what I seem to always hear is, well, what about the man? What about the man? If a man go out and lay up with 10 or 11 women over the course of 1 month, do that mean a woman got to go out and try to do the exact same thing to say, well, what about the man?
No, it doesn't, Brother Lowe, but you are always bashing on women, but you never talk about male whores, which we have plenty on the planet.
I bash everybody, so you can give me an equal opportunity. I bash everybody.
No, you don't.
You're going to bring your opinion because you want to be right.
What age group you think in the hood, somewhere in the hood, all around the country, is picking up them crackheads? Older men? in their late early 60s, 70s. Oh, I'm telling you, that's a fact.
With their Viagra.
I'm letting you know, come on, let's keep it real now. That's right, let's keep it real now. I'm sorry, Mr. Talk Show. Let's keep it real now. I'm sorry, Mr. Talk. I apologize for that.
Well. Everything's
full circle.
Viagra, but the thing is, though, if you keep doing what you need to do, then he won't need no Viagra. If you keep him interested in you, he won't be thinking about.
That has nothing to do with it.
Okay,
hold on.
Got a lot of skins out here, too.
Good
show. I'm out of here, bro.
Peace. Thank you. All right, let's bring some sanity to this conversation. Let's bring Ebony in. Because y'all going somewhere, and y'all done turning into a male versus female thing. Okay.
You know that's where it always goes.
Hello,
because,
Ebony.
Because we don't have
how you doing?
Because we don't have an accent. We ain't bringing no sanity to this conversation. That what you saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, look, I think we doing pretty good myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, all right, so go ahead, Ebony.
Funny, I swear, you're so funny.
I just
need to say you were talking about love and emotion, and just that I think...
What is all that?
I don't know.
Whoever making that noise, mute yourself.
Yeah, people getting...
Thank you.
Okay. Maybe they're in love. Okay, so... Just saying that I think love is the thing that everybody said, and it's also the thing that the Bible says. Okay, love is kind. Love is not jealous and not boastful. It doesn't seek for evil. It's all those things. And I think love, most importantly, is not a debt that you have to repay with love. So, it's not something that you owe somebody. Because someone loves you doesn't mean you have to necessarily love them in the way that they want to be loved. You just love because you choose to love. It's a choice that you make if you want to give it to someone. But it's not an expectation. You know, some people, because you said I love you, they have to, got to have that reciprocated in some way. Or they don't feel like, that you've done right by them. If you choose to love, that's your choice. That's my opinion. And whether someone reciprocates that, that's their choice too. So, that's the way I see the topic. Emotion, I think, is just a feeling. It's a feeling that comes and a feeling that goes. I feel like, we're all kind of governed by emotion. They say that women are more emotional. I actually get a lot of men who are actually much more emotional than women are. I think that just women display it in a different way. So we tend to be, more obvious about our emotions. But I think men are actually more emotional, much more romantic than women could ever be. And this is something me and Vicky were talking about the other day. Men display their emotions. I think they just get scared sometimes because women can be a little bit harsh. But I think it's the other way, too, that women get a little bit scared about expressing who they are and their emotions because we're always told we're too emotional. But I think if you look at the opposite sex, they're much more emotional than we are, for sure.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Listening to them every day.
So I don't want to make it a male thing.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
We don't want to make it a male female thing. But no, I don't think emotional in a negative sense when I say male. I think actually men have a lot of love to give. And sometimes because of the pressure that, society puts on that gender to not be a certain way, that men kind of hold it back. But if you ever get a guy that is really into you, he will show you so much, romance and emotion. You'd be surprised. I just think it's all there. Just hold it in. So, my feeling is express it, get it out. More love, the better. But you all knew I'd say that anyway. So that was it, Mr. Talker. I've said what I have to say. You can let them
all right.
Yeah, that was it. And also, finally, to say that if anybody's listening to my show tonight, I'm on half an hour later. So I'm not going to be on until 5:30. So you've got a bit more time with Mr. Talk before you come over.
Can share some more of your wisdom with us, Ebony, and turn your volume up. It's hard to hear you, please.
Oh, it is? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You're breaking up just a little bit, but if you turn your volume up, it'd be easier. For me, anyway, I'm having difficulties.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
I'm
the
sorry.
UK.
Oh, please. Is that any better? Can you hear me now? Can you hear
yes.
me now? Okay. So all I was saying, Stringorny, was that I believe like Corinthians 13 in the Bible, where it talks about love, the different facets of love, that's exactly what love's all about. I think that has it to a T. So we can argue about how we interpret it, but I think pretty much, you know, if you stick with the Bible guidelines of what he sees as love, you actually got it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good.
You finished?
I'm done.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you said that, and I'm glad
okay.
you put it the way you did.
Thank
because
you.
Because according to the Bible, love is to keep God's commandments. And the thing is, you love your brother as you would love yourself. In that, you wouldn't kick your brother to the curb after y'all been together for 15 or 20 years, would you? No. If you did right by him, if you truly loved him, and I mean in a man and a woman, you wouldn't mess over somebody in a business deal if you was keeping that commandment, would you? No, because you loved them.
Who are you talking
you
about?
You wouldn't. What I'm the woman said love. I said love. If you don't want to hear what I'm saying, then don't bring the comedy in it. Don't bring the shenanigans.
Oh, Brother Lowe, stop being so harsh. Nobody
I'm
said they didn't want to hear what you saying.
Ooh, what you talking about?
Well, Ms. Negroni, I don't think you ever answered my question, though, Ms. Negroni. You never answered
what?
My question.
About, I don't know.
I asked everyone about does love have selfishness in? And I don't think you answered my question. I didn't hear
it's not
that.
Selfish. Come on, it's not selfish. The Bible says that. You don't have to believe the Bible.
Okay, so therefore, how can? Okay, so therefore, if you want to achieve love, why does it have to start with self?
Because I did answer your question, Michael. I said to you,
you can start with something and say it doesn't have anything in it.
Wait,
that's a contradiction.
A I did answer your question. If you recall, I expressed if you don't love yourself, you don't have love to give to anyone else. It starts with you loving yourself.
So therefore, so if you're saying it starts with self, love is about self, right?
No, it doesn't mean in an egocentric way. It means...
No, okay.
Yeah,
what does it mean?
It's not in an egocentric way. It means that if you don't love yourself, then you'll probably end up in a codependent relationship. That's what it means.
Okay, now watch this. Now, I challenge that statement. I've been around the world. I've seen people who don't treat themselves with love, maybe wash up, take care of their needs, but they do loving things for people. I've known people with cases where people said, oh, my God, that person was a loving person. Some people was in the ministry. All of a sudden, they killed themselves. And they're like, what? We couldn't believe this. This is a shock to us. Many people can show, many people can show people love, but they may not love themselves in a certain way.
I'm sure Jeffrey Dahmer did something loving at one time in his life. What do you think about
that? No. I'm using an instance. No, I'm not talking about. I'm using an instance where people who may not love themselves and they can show other people love in their actions. It happens
in this
world.
That's my point.
Right.
Okay, you can do a loving
thing. So that goes to your statement when you say. So that goes to say, when you say that people say, they always make this statement, how can you show love to someone else when you don't love yourself? They say you can't do that. And I said, hold up, that's impossible.
Michael,
people do it all the time.
Michael, I did not say what you just said. Don't play with my words, please. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Negroni.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. You can do a loving act to someone, but that's not what I didn't think that's what we were discussing. I thought we were talking about what is love. Is it an emotion or is it a choice? Now you're talking about you going around the world and seeing people do loving acts. But your question was something different. It was, I thought it was a different context. Now correct me if I'm wrong. You asked me why I said love starts with yourself. Is that what you asked me?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I said because, right.
My answer was that if you don't have love within yourself, which I think we all do, we don't all choose to express it, you don't have any love to give to anyone else.
Okay, and then I come back and I say, in certain areas, that's not true.
Okay,
and
so,
I give you examples.
Hold on for a minute. In what area? And what are you talking about? What area, Michael?
When I gave the example, there's many cases where people have shown people love, right, outside, and they may have committed suicide. People were shot. He treated me so well. She treated me so well. And right. So there's instances where people can show or be a loving person, show people love. And listen, a person who's strung out on drugs that's still addicted may tell someone, don't use this because this is what it, they're still showing them in a loving act, even where they don't love themselves. People do it all the time.
Michael,
people made a statement when people
you,
don't
you
show
are
love
in
to
a
themselves,
whole
it automatically. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You are in a whole different, because you talking about loving acts. We're not talking about loving acts. We're talking about love is
love
as an emotion or a choice. No,
but,
no.
But I said love is action. Oh,
no.
I'm done.
Mr. Tucker, I can agree with what he's saying, because love is showing somebody an action.
I know, this exactly. I'm speaking the facts. Exactly.
You
stay
run,
with me, guys.
Okay, hold on. Hold. Wait.
I'm going with
wait.
The definitions.
Stop.
And applying them to love.
Stop, because dang on it, committing suicide and all that ain't got nothing to do with no dang on love. Not what I'm talking about. I don't know how you
I know
use that.
That
as an analogy.
No one loves themselves.
What? No, let him back in. Let him back in.
Man, you're not forgetting me. I'm not promoting suicide. I was using that example. She made the statement that if someone does not love themselves, right, that they cannot, or show themselves love, they cannot love other people.
No, that's not what I said, Michael. You just have a twisting.
Well, what did you say then?
That's not what I said. That's not what I meant either. And I'm not going to say it again, but I said it three times already.
Uh-oh.
Your conclusion is that no, Mr. Nagona, you said if love them, okay, all right, I'm done. I just gonna have to go play the tape back. Okay.
Yeah, you done confused yourself now. So okay.
No,
now,
I haven't. No, I'm real
okay,
focused.
All right, Michael. All right, you said you were done. Now, Mr. Lowe, what are you talking about? You agree with him? Don't run
just,
now.
Like
come
I said,
on,
man. I'm putting a fire in my fireplace. I'm not running.
And didn't nobody need to know all that. Didn't nobody need
okay,
to know all
you
that.
Okay, you said, well, you talking about don't run. I ain't going nowhere, bro.
All right, dear. So come on.
It's like this, just like he said. Now, you have people that will go all day long doing wonderful, loving things for other people, but don't care anything about themselves. They'll treat themselves any kind of way. They'll do anything. You could have a drug addict, strung out on drugs, doing everything they can to help mama and big mama and auntie and all this and all that. But for themselves, they live in a shack. They strung out on drugs. They eating out of garbage cans. They don't care how they live. So just because you love somebody else or you show love to somebody else, that don't mean you love yourself. You know, I know that y'all got the button and y'all can mute me anytime you want to, but that's just how I see it, bro. That's real.
You know what? I wouldn't even mute you. I'd just shoot you and send you on. Anyway. Just got to tell the truth. I just shoot you. Well, interesting. I don't see that, though. I don't see that. Because
we're not programmed to see it that way.
Even if someone is doing those things, you know, if they don't love themselves, you know, then only thing they're doing, they don't love the other people either. They just using that as a facade to make people think that they are doing something well. But they're trying to hide their own pain. So I kind of don't agree with that one. What about you, Sister Ngoni? You there?
Yes, I'm here. I made the statement, which was probably kind of extreme. I'm sure Jeffrey Dahmer did some loving acts in his day.
Oh. Wow. That's
so I'm agreeing
with you. You agreeing with who?
You.
Oh, okay. Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh, man, you went back there.
Yeah, I told you I was extreme.
Yeah, okay.
She went in too far right there. I wasn't going to go in that deep now.
Well, that's you.
Oh, Lord. All right, y'all. Well, I think we done just about hit every point on this little topic we can. So we about to get up out of here so y'all can make it to Ebony Show. And that's 4:30 Central Time, 5:30 Eastern. See, I don't think she cleared that up. But anyway, before we get out of here, we're going to let y'all go on and get your last words in. And we're going to start with somebody I didn't really hear much from today, but we're going to let him start it off. Vernon, where you at?
Oh, he always has wisdom.
Huh? Oh, okay. All right.
Bring some wisdom.
All right. Well, he must be busy. All right. Oh. Maze, where you at?
I'm here.
All right.
Since we did the one on love today, I want to do one on hate to see what kind of conversation comes out of that.
Okay, then. You know that's
very
a whole
curious.
Another can of worms right there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Maze. All right. Now, I guess last but not least, Michael. Your last words, Michael?
Yeah, really not going to be long. If you guys just listen, love is just action. When we were talking about, like Lo said, we can see it in our society, just open up your eyes. There's many people, even if someone conning me, if I don't know they con, there's many people just don't know. A lot of people be going through a lot of emotional damage. A lot of people are passive. They show a lot of people love. Some people say yes to you when they doggone know well they shouldn't say yes and put themselves in the blind. I'm sorry. Some people are scared to say no. You have those people out there. So, I mean, and, you know, they're not showing themselves love, but they're showing other people love by doing stuff for them, just being a henpick. You think a henpick is somebody that's totally dictating, man, being dictated by a woman? He's showing her love. Yes, man, I'm going here, do everything for her. She treat him any type of way. That man don't love himself, but he's showing, he's giving her actions, he's serving to her, you know, so... That's just how it is. So that's basically all I wanted to say. You guys have a nice one.
Bye, Michael.
Later, Mike. All right. Wow. I don't know about the henpeck not loving itself, but anyway. All right, Sister Angonia, another great show. I'm telling you. We definitely get to all the points in the subject, don't we?
I think so.
Wow. Man, I'm telling you. All right, so your final words, ma'am?
Have a great day, everybody. I'm going to Ebony's.
All right, she going to Ebony's, y'all. All right, y'all. See you later. All right, y'all. Another great show here. I want to thank everybody in the chat room that showed up and held the conversation down, and everybody on the switchboard that called in, and those just listening on your special devices. Thank you for listening in. We really enjoyed having you on the show today. And let's talk, man. Love, whether it's emotional or a choice, I think it's a combination of the two of them. I really do. It's emotional, but you do have a choice whether who you're going to love. That's the way I think about it anyway. Man, I may be wrong. All right. Well, I'm going to get out here. Don't forget, tomorrow is Jazz Wednesday, and we're going to have some good jazz for you, I'm sure. But don't forget to show appreciation to somebody, and do it out of your heart, and not just to get any appreciation back. And keep laughing. You know, keep laughing. Laughing always cures the pain, okay? And let's see, that is about it. So, with that being it, we're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here till tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, and 1 Mountain Time. Y'all go in and have fun, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. We're out of here. And I wake up before I pour out.
where God doesn't take